Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. Richard Rawson is here, folks. Richard is the president of Administaff. As you know, full disclosure, Administaff is one of our corporate partners, of a relationship we're very proud of. But Richard's here to talk to us about a couple of different things. But first, I've got a question about the economy I want to ask him. Richard Rawson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here and visiting with you and sharing what we can do to help small businesses succeed on your radio show.
I appreciate that, Richard. And speaking of those heroes that you and I both admire so much, you run a publicly traded company, and so you've got thousands of employees, but in your industry, in your business, you work with thousands of small business owners who have thousands of employees collectively. So you got a lot of little ears to the ground out there in your business, more so probably than a lot of other publicly traded companies. And you're all over the country. You're working with a lot of different people. You're on Wall Street. You're on Main Street. And I think it'd be beneficial to my audience if you could talk to us a little bit about what is your perspective on the economy right now, Richard?
Well, we just completed a survey that we do every quarter that does a couple of things. It kind of gets the sentiment of our small business customer base.
Mm-hmm.
As to what they're thinking about the economy, and then we kind of overlay that, what they're thinking compared to with what we're thinking and what we're seeing. And, the economy is still sputtering. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And, we gauge that by looking at several factors in the base, in the database of our business. You know, because we're a co-employer for all of these 105,000 or so employees across the country at 5,800 client companies, we actually pay the payroll of those employees. Mm-hmm. And so we measure and look at
right.
their individual compensation as it's changed over time.
Including commissions, too. You can actually gauge commissions, leverage compensation plans.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And what we've seen in the commission area, in other words, this is the commissions that our customers' salespeople get as mm-hmm. part of their compensation.
Right.
And we look at that over a rolling 12-month basis, and we roll it every quarter. You know, this quarter, that number is flat.
In the second quarter?
In the second quarter, uh-huh. it's flat. Now, with that is after three quarters of a kind of a 2, 4, and 8% increase.
Right. So isn't it kind of reasonable that that the economy would have to take a breather a little bit? I mean, we had fourth quarter last year was 5% growth. That was a little bit heated. So I mean, should we be concerned about this last quarter, Richard?
You know, I think it's just a little tenuous right now. You know, you got all the housing starts are down. And those are important to our economy. Obviously,
yeah.
Certainly will be a jobless growth recovery.
Right.
And they're just, we just don't see anything on the horizon that is going to cause the economy to catapult.
So, one of the things that I wrote about this year and have been talking quite a bit about is my letter that I attribute to the economy, to the recovery. You've heard of the U-shape and the V-shape and the W and all that. I've been calling it an M recovery, Richard. An M stands for marathon. We're running a marathon race. This is not a sprint. It's going to
right.
be a long race. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. And even in surveys with our clients that we just released earlier this week, A lot of them are thinking it's going to be the end of 2011 and beyond before the economy really starts to recover.
And a lot of it is because of what you said, the jobless recovery, which is, by the way, I never heard of that before this last decade, Richard. Now we've had two in 8 years.
I know it. It's very, very interesting that that we're counting on the consumer to bring the economy back.
Yeah.
And that's different.
So where you are right now is you believe that the economy has softened a little bit, but in terms of the long-term perspective, you don't think we're heading into a double dip or anything, right?
It doesn't feel like that right now. You know, we look at overtime pay as a percentage of base pay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that number, while historically when the economy is doing well, that number runs about 10%.
Yeah.
Base pay. You know, it went down all the way down to about 7%. Now it's back up to about 8.2%.
Okay. So that's a good sign. We got more to come, folks. Some new information that I want Richard to talk to us about with regard to 401ks after these messages. 22. Richard Rawson is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.